final day of practice here in Berea concluded today with a raucous punt return challenge between the coaches for the vaunted orange jerseys. The offense will get those jerseys when the team returns to practice on Monday. But tomorrow, the story, of course, is the Family Day scrimmage out in Akron. And Coach Pettine addressed the media about the scrimmage and today's practice.
Who can step up and make plays in a live situation? Everything, just about everything so far has been scripted. And this is now just a true unscripted period. And because early on in the week, we kind of wean our guys off a little bit. We'll show them the script. They'll know what reps they're in there. They'll know what plays they're responsible for. They get a chance to study a little bit. And it's really the first opportunity, other than a few move the ball periods, where we're essentially taking the training wheels off. So it'll be you get some guys that can handle the transition easily, and then some guys you'll see some step up and maybe some guys fade away. Well, the defensive coaches decided to take the orange jersey thing a step further, and they wore orange shirts too, which then I thought we had doubled our size of ball boys out here at practice. But it was so I wanted to put it in their hands, and I would have lost a lot of money if you had said we would have put 8 coaches out there catching knuckleball punts, and 7 of them would catch it. So those guys stepped up. It was impressive. We'll be just in white and brown jerseys tomorrow, but then the offense will wear the offense won, and they'll wear the orange jerseys on Monday. Yeah, I mean, there was just times he played well. And then he had some plays, I'm sure, that he would rather take back. I don't know the scheme. I don't know exactly what the calls were. So I'm not sure exactly what his responsibility was. So it was hard for us to evaluate. But we were thrilled to show up here and have him on the roster. We think he's a guy that can be one of the elite edge linebackers in this league. Can set the edge in the run game. He's very, very, very aggressive, very violent with his hands in releasing off of blocks. And he has a knack to get to the quarterback. I think he's progressed well, and he's gambled on some plays, but this is the time to do it. Do you really want to find that? It's easy with his speed to just stay on top every time and just give up throws underneath, but we don't want to do that. That he has to learn he can press and get his hands on a guy and really allow the guy to get maybe half a step ahead of him, but with his length and his makeup speed, that in our minds, he's still covered, even if he doesn't have top help. So that's something he's got to understand. A lot of times they get too high, they get on the top shoulder, now you're getting back shoulder throws, you're getting comebacks, you're getting in-breaking routes that are much harder to defend. I think both are having good camps. Mingo's jumped out to us. He's as evidenced by how he came back. He put some weight on. He's done a real good job in camp as far as just paying attention to detail and taking coaching. And you could see that he's made some big strides technique-wise since the spring. And then I think Shear's been good as well. That he's you know what we thought, that he's strong with his hands. He's tough for tackles in the run game, and similar to Kruger. I mean, that's why we see those guys as very similar. It depends on really how it's officiated. I mean, it's been a rule on the books, and it's something that we teach our guys. Hey, we want to take advantage of the rule and make contact early, but you can't grab, cover with your feet. So I know we're it's being coached the right way, but you get some guys, it gets a little bit gray. At the top of the break, there's some collision. It's a question of, is a defender protecting his own space, an offensive guy pushing off? And I think that's probably one of the hardest things for the officials to officiate.